It's a lot better than the 10 Zoom meetings you've been on today.
This may take a couple of days, maybe more.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000 and listen to Waddle and Sylvie on Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
This is Waddle's World.
And in Chicago, Tom Waddle. He can't run, he's not fast, but he gets open.
Bears legend.
Amazing.
9 career TDs in the NFL.
He caught everything that was thrown and took every hit that they could give him.
Tom Waddle.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
It's time to find out what's on Tom's mind.
Is that why you are here?
As we go inside Waddle's World.
Not a lot on my mind, but what's in there, I'll let you know. Waddle's World brought to you by our great partners at Wintrust Community Banks. They are Chicago's banks. Find your nearest Wintrust Community Bank. Visit Wintrust.com/find us, member FDIC. Russell Wilson says it's all good in Seattle. Did you know that? Says there were unfortunate frustrations after last season, but he wants to stay in Seattle.
He said, what do you expect me to do when I watch the Super Bowl and I'm not in it? I'm going to get mad. I'm going to get angry.
Play better than you did against the Rams.
Let's see how this happens.
Right? Is that right? Is that respectable?
Yeah.
Didn't he lose to a guy who I don't even remember who was playing quarterback for the Rams at that time?
Right. It was their, like, third string guy?
Yeah.
But,
trade me.
But wait, why? Really? I wish we could be mad at our quarterback who went to the Super Bowl 2 years.
Listen, he's elite.
Yeah.
He's elite. I'm not making fun of him as a player. I'm making fun of the concept of asking to be traded.
I'm just saying it. Do not shut the book on this, okay? Do not shut the book on this.
On what?
On this. Like, just like last year. Where
what's
we
this?
On the Russell Wilson all's well.
Okay,
he may ask to be traded next year.
He could. And at that point, I think the Seahawks would be more amenable to a trade because it's less taxing on their salaries.
It's semantics with the fan base because, quote, he didn't request the trade. He was just letting them know in case they were to trade him, the teams that he'd
like
be accepting.
To go.
Yes.
By the way, did I see Domofsky on Twitter suggest that he thinks it's very likely or very possible that Rodgers sits out this upcoming year and the Packers don't trade him until next year?
Right.
When it's more, you know, it's more friendly.
Yeah, I want to do like at 4:15 after we talk to Chuck, let's do some Bears stuff. And I want to ask you guys two questions. A, how it ends in Green Bay. All right. And B, because they could be different. Where Aaron Rodgers will be on opening day. So do you know what I mean? It may not be the end on opening day because it could carry over to next year.
You could say my answer could be Hawaii.
Right. Or he could be starting for the Packers.
That is correct.
So I don't want to know about the beginning of training camp, opening day, and how it ends in general.
Let's get weird. A petition is urging Jeff Bezos to buy and eat the Mona Lisa. And it's gaining steam.
Well, I don't understand. So
I didn't either.
A petition, someone who started a petition wants him to buy it and eat it.
A petition urging billionaire Jeff Bezos. Is it Bezos or Bezos? He's rich. Jeff Money. We'll call him Jeff Money.
Right.
To buy Da Vinci's Mona Lisa.
Jeff Amazon.
Mona Lisa, and eat it. It's gotten hundreds of signatures. Quote, nobody has eaten the Mona Lisa, and we feel Jeff Money needs to take a stand and make this happen. The joke petition that went up a year ago on change.org and gained hundreds of signers Thursday. That's weird. This comes on the heels of actually... Richard Branson is plotting a trip to space next month to beat Jeff Money, who is sending his Blue Origin rocket to the into orbit. So, like, do you want to make a bid on going into space?
Yes, I would. I would for sure. If we had the technology and I'd FU money, I would throw going to space.
Well, there's
sure.
the question. If you had FU money, what would you do with it? You're saying you would go to space.
Yes. If I had FU money, I would build a roller coaster in my backyard and ride it whenever I wanted. And build
That's
it as high
like...
and as fast as possible.
Okay.
You wouldn't get bored with it? It's the same roller coaster over and over again.
And then you know what? I knock it down then when I'm bored and I'd build another one because I got FU money. What do you mean?
I don't know if that was the that was the spirit of the conversation.
What is? What do you mean?
You would build a roller coaster, ride it till you get tired of it, knocked it down, and then build another one.
So the question is, so Abdallah asked us this. Look, if you had FU money, if you had the money that Mr. Virgin has and that Mr. Amazon has.
Jeff Money and Richard Virgin.
Yeah, yes.
Richard Branson and Jeff Bezos.
Dick
Virgin.
And again, not buying an island, not buying a yacht, not buying an airplane. Like, all this, we know that stuff.
Right, that's where I'm going to go. Go ahead.
But that's the easy stuff.
That's not easy.
I'm saying something, and I think, Abdallah, you were saying something that really, that not many people would think about.
Yeah, like, you're not buying a boat. Like, if you get a ton of money, and I'm talking, like, Amazon money, whatever Branson does,
he's building a roller coaster, and when he gets tired of it, he's knocking it down and building another one.
I realize that Sylvie's dream is to be Richie Rich.
Right. I mean,
that's good.
The Macaulay Culkin. Yeah, I know it's before Macaulay Culkin, but he had that in his backyard.
I'm buying a 737 personal jet, and PJ. then I'm buying the Reds.
All right. Yeah,
you can't go wrong with buying a sports team because A, you have FU money, and B, nobody ever loses money from buying a sports team.
I will finally invest cash on a bullpen that the team hasn't done in effing years.
I'm buying the Bears and moving them to the Ville, guys. They're going to be the Libertyville Bears.
There you go.
Oh, Libertyville.
Short commute for Pat Bleck.
Where is the open land to build a Bear Stadium in the Ville?
I'll knock down the high school.
No, there was a rumor.
I'll knock down the high school. Where are the children going to go to school?
Back in the day, there was a rumor that the land that was off of 137 and the expressway.
I know where you're at.
Just north of Abbott is just empty land, that was a possible location. It's just empty land.
Yeah.
Hey, so there you go. I like Alice. Would you build a Dairy Queen in your backyard, Abdallah?
No, there's too much pressure there.
Bleck, what would you do?
No. Well, I was before Abdallah stole mine. I was going to make the McCaskies an offer they can't refuse. I would come in and save the day.
Do you know what else I would do? I'd buy a plot of land and I'd recreate Augusta.
That'd be cool.
My own private golf course. That'd be nice.
Your own golf course.
There you go. That'd be cool. That's a good one.
No, I own the Reds. Okay, that's what I'm doing first.
You could do both.
That's right.
Yeah, you could do all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to do.
All right, so what would you do with FU money? 332-3776.
Plus, I've got some nutty stories.
The original.
And Florida or Ohio. It is Friday. That's next.
What is your name, please?
Waddle and Sylvie.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN_Chicago. This is ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Having our own discussion here.
Do you see? You see John Greenberg, his tweet for the Rizzo story from Cap
not.
Show.
No,
it's a really good tweet. He wrote, "I wrote about Anthony Rizzo's newsworthy answer in the Capman's most recent edition of Shot or No Shot."
That is good. That is good. And there has been a take that moment as well.
Yes, there
That's
has.
For later.
But yes, Cap should do that now. And Hoodie, they should do whenever a guest comes on, just say, hey, shot or no shot.
Caffeine-infused underwear, not a weight loss aid, U.S. regulators say.
Wait, explain this.
Caffeine-infused underwear is not a weight loss aid, U.S. regulators say. Bras, girdles, and leggings infused with caffeine and sold as weight loss aids were more decaf than espresso. And the companies that sold them have agreed to refund money to customers and pull their ads, U.S. regulators said.
Well, you're supposed to soak in the caffeine by wearing it? Like,
I don't know why that would actually serve as a weight loss aid.
You want to hear the gross? You want to hear what's gross?
Yeah.
So, like, it's essentially, it's your body's supposed to absorb the caffeine, and then that leads, like, it's like some people say, drink coffee after you work out because it speeds up your metabolism, that kind of thing.
Just makes your heartbeat faster.
Yeah, but
this
comes from the same school of thought that, like, women soak, this is going to be gross, women, like, you know, you can, like, soak things in, vodka.
You were going to say soak their underwear.
Yeah, in vodka, and in, like, it absorbs, and then it's the same thing. And there's, like, this is people were buying this stuff, this caffeine-infused underwear and thinking they were going to lose weight, and then that they weren't.
I have pizza-infused underwear.
Well, that would explain, that would explain our great weight loss conversation that I'm sure Danny and the Armchair Nutritionist, wherever podcast
you know
sold.
What kind? I got some sausage.
You got sausage in your underwear is what you're trying to tell us?
What do you have, the crumble or the big one big patty?
It's a one big patty.
But he brought it in.
So I don't know how you're going to handle that.
He brought it in.
He's got a big flat sausage patty.
Where are you putting it, bro? I mean, like, what are you talking about?
Can you imagine when the ladies see that?
Yeah. Allie, how do you like the sausage underwear that I brought?
I prefer the crumble.
It was funny. Come on.
It was weird.
Oh, yes. But I'm weird.
Woman in an animal onesie wanted for shoplifting in Stafford County. What is going on in this world? What is going on? I'm going to put a lot of money on something here before the day is out. Deputies are searching for two women wanted for allegedly shoplifting from several stores while wearing pajamas and animal onesies.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's hard to...
If you were going
to
disguise yourself in something, what would it be to go on a stealing spree?
Like, what movie was it when they all wore the president's masks?
Oh, that was
Point Break.
Point Break.
Point Break, yeah. That's cool. The Richard Nixon mask.
That was good.
The town they wore the nun
Which
masks.
Point Break? The first one or the second
first
one?
First one.
Okay.
The start of
Dark Knight, too, with all the Jokers robbing the bank. Like, that was fantastic.
Heists are cool, man. I mean, unless you get caught and you get put in jail.
Yeah, I
mean,
I don't think there. I think there were.
You're endorsing bank robbery.
Otherwise, like Heat's a fantastic movie from the 90s.
So was The Town.
Pulling off heists, yeah.
Do you remember The Town?
The Town, yeah.
Town was fantastic.
Yeah.
Charlestown, Massachusetts. That is basically the home of bank robberies. There are more bank robberies there than anywhere. Ben Affleck, very good in that movie as well.
You know, he's good.
He is good in a lot of things.
He's made a couple clunkers, but he's really good. I mean...
Jeremy Renner was in that movie as well. Very good. Jeremy Renner, very good.
Yes,
a dog eject... And here's... we'll call this the nuttiest story of the day. It's brought to you by Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey, A Night with Screwball.
And it's bound to get a little bit nutty.
And remember, it's Friday, so we're giving away a $200 gift card to Jefferson Tap and Grill.
I've been there. It used to be my neighborhood bar, Jefferson Tap, back
in the
West
day. Loop. How do people make that happen, Adam?
So be caller 20 towards the end of the show today before White Sox baseball. We'll give you a heads up to be caller 20. Not now, because remember... Remember what happens if you call now, you owe me $200. So if you call now, you owe me $200. If you wait till I tell you, I'll give you $200 to Jefferson Tap. So be caller 20 when we tell you to, and you'll get the $200 towards the end of the show.
That's fantastic. And it's a great giveaway, and we love that Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey is back aboard the Waddle and Sylvie Show. They are great partners.
They're fantastic. Let's go to Spokane, Washington, where a dog was ejected from a vehicle in Idaho. Stories from Spokane. And it's found later herding sheep. A pet dog who vanished for 2 days after being ejected from a vehicle during an accident has been found apparently doing the job it was bred to do.
That's great.
Herding sheep. Linda Oswald's family and their dog Tilly were driving along Idaho State Highway on Sunday when they crashed into another car, launching the dog through the rear window. The unharmed but stunned dog then ran away, prompting an immediate search with at least six complete strangers who witnessed the crash and pulled over along the highway to help. People just kept coming out, the woman said. We were sore and exhausted, and we needed the help. Oswald said the family then wrote a Facebook post that included a picture of the two-year-old Border Collie and Red Heeler mix, and more than 3,000 people shared the post. That's when the kids recognized the dog in the photo as the same dog they saw on their family farm south of an area in the location of the day before.
Dogs are awesome, and they're smart.
The dog was found, and the dog was actually on the farm herding sheep.
It's incredible, right?
It's a great story. That's the weirdest story of the day. That a dog was ejected out of the back of a car.
Just getting its work in.
Found its way to a sheep farm and then...
It was working.
Went to work.
Got involved doing what it was bred to do.
Dogs, man. Working the dogs. Farm.
Just keep Randy Merkin away from the potty training of the dog.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You want to play a game?
Yeah.
Get ready to play the game that's sweeping the nation.
Wow.
Public drunkenness. Exotic animals. Dumb criminals. Random stabbings. or maybe just some good old-fashioned debauchery. Ah! Everything's on the table. It's the Sunshine State versus the Buckeye State as we play Florida or Ohio. And as always, listeners, feel free to play along at home. Dun, dun.
Florida Ohio is brought to you by Manscaped, the leaders in male grooming from head to toe in Florida, Ohio, and across the globe. Make sure you use promo code
Chicago. You'll get 20% yeah. off and free shipping. And by the way, I'm a little overdue, so I believe I'll be manscaping sometime Sunday evening.
That's gross.
Will that be with or without your sausage underwear on?
Got to take off the sausage underwear.
You know what they have now? They got the new 4.0. I don't know if you're aware of the 4.0's out.
It's incredible. And the 3.0, I didn't think they could improve on the 3.0.
They did.
I use the 3.0 upstairs and downstairs.
Well, now you can use the 4.0.
I am. I'm gonna get the new 4.0. Promo code Chicago.
They got a nostril tool, too.
Well, yeah, that you have to do that. Like, there's now that we're mask-free... That worked for a year where no one could see your ungroomed nose hair. But now, we're going maskless again.
Do you use the same device on your nose hair that you use on your bush?
No,
it's a different tool.
Yeah,
it's a
weed whacker.
It's a different tool.
I use the ear. I use the same thing in my nostrils and my ear hole.
Gotcha.
Is that okay?
In my
ear holes.
Okay.
Yeah? Is that what you call them? The ear canal?
Just
your
ear
holes?
Yeah.
A lot of hair on my ears. It's disgusting.
So I'm sorry to hear that.
Pantsless woman is collared inside a gas station.
Tampa.
A 21-year-old woman who was naked from the waist down inside a gas station told the cop that another cop told her it was fine to do that, according to her arrest report.
It's Tampa.
According to a 1:30 a.m. naked woman in public call last Thursday, they found Kendall Mabry, sans pants or underwear, inside the convenience store. The gas station called the police, and when the police arrived, they said... She said,
"Where are your pants?"
Another police officer told her I could do that.
So naked from the waist down, not the other way around.
Correct. On the way back to her vehicle,
was being worn.
On the way back to her vehicle, police.
She could use some sausage underwear. It sounds like
smelled marijuana.
Oh no way, no way.
She was booked into jail and released after posting $500 bond.
Did they give her pants when she went into the jail?
Of course,
or did they leave her pantless?
Yeah, they got to give you pants.
Probably like what they give you in the hospital,
Tampa.
I would assume.
Tampa.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say Tampa, too. Her last name is Mabry. There's a Dale Mabry Boulevard, I believe it is, in Tampa.
No relation.
Give me Daytona Beach.
That's good.
Florida.
Pantsless woman, 21-year-old pantsless woman was found pantsless in a gas station in... Orlando, Florida.
Yeah, there we go. That's a win. We didn't hit
Welcome
the exact
to Disney
town,
World.
It's not a requirement.
Home of Nick Friedel.
All right, we talked to Chuck Garfine. How does he feel about his team right now? Without three very, very important position players, we'll find out from Chuck coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie, weekdays, 2 to 6.
Follow on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87. ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
All right, let's do a little what to watch for. Want to take more of your Cubs calls at 312-332-3776 if you're just getting into your car. The Cubs did win today 8-5 over the Cardinals, a game they trailed 5-1. There's also interesting Cubs news with Rizzo's appearance today on Cap and Jay Hood. We'll replay that at the top with Jesse at 5 o'clock.
Are Cap and Riz good?
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
You know,
Cap was doing his job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Believe
Cap didn't
me.
Do anything wrong.
Who's the first guy? To rip Cap.
You.
Yeah, Cap did
and
nothing
wrong. And then behind you is you, and then after you and you, it's you.
Yeah, Cap did nothing wrong today.
No, he did
Cap
not.
Did absolutely nothing wrong. He asked the right question. You'll hear it here coming up. But let's tell you what we're watching for this weekend.
Waddle and Sylvie get you set for your weekend viewing with What to Watch For.
What to Watch For brought to you by our great friends of the Boca Restaurant Group, Swift and Sons American Steakhouse in the West Loop, Fulton Market District. I was just texting CPD Bob. we're all set. Because Berger was texting.
Are you really going this time?
Yeah. Well, this the Thursday, we have reservations this coming Thursday at Swift & Sons.
Or is that just another...
It's Berger, me, and CPD Bob.
Okay.
And now Berger's telling us that he may not be able to catch a flight from New York to get back in time. So I said, all right, fine. I go, Bob and I will dine together. That's all right. So,
yeah.
And then Berger said, I'll get on a flight early then.
What did he think you were going to do? Move he the wanted, reservation
yes,
back?
He wanted, okay. He wanted us to reschedule. And I'm like, no, I got a good reservation. I'm hopefully going to see my buddy Kevin Bame. Chris Pandel, their executive chef.
Going to sit and cook your meal next to you on your...
You know me. I'm eating a ton these days, so I'm going to eat the best. And I'm going to Swift & Sons. If you're in Wrigleyville and you're enjoying the vibes of a full capacity Wrigley Field, stop in and check out Swift & Sons Tavern across the street from Wrigley Field. What are you watching for, Waddle?
There's something that I was jacked about. I'm still going to recommend it, but I'm disappointed in how it ended for season one. It's been renewed for season two, but my wife and I watched the entire series. Justin Theroux, I believe, was he ever married to Jennifer Aniston, or were they just dating?
I think they were never married. Are you sure? Married?
Jennifer Aniston...
I think they were married.
I thought they were dating.
But. Okay. Whatever it is, he's the guy that was dating. The lead character in the series is him. It's called The Mosquito Coast. It's on Apple.
Did you give us this last week?
No, I just told you about it.
Okay.
Yeah, because I didn't start watching it until this week.
Mosquito Coast.
Mosquito Coast. I thought it was. It's good. It's worth your time. I needed a little better payoff at the end of series one. It got a little monotonous, but I would still recommend it if you are looking for something. If you've got something you're dialed into, I would advise you not to segue away from it. But if you're looking for something new, maybe give it a watch. And I believe it's been renewed for another season.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, and it's
Mosquito
Apple?
Mosquito Coast. It's Apple TV.
Apple TV.
As I told you, I have them all.
That's
I have
important.
All of those based on what my daughters have put on my credit card.
I was reading about this last night. My what to watch for, besides all the great NBA and baseball action this weekend. Did you guys see this movie on Netflix called Sweet Tooth? It's about something happens on Earth where all of a sudden there are hybrids where humans and animals somehow merge and there are hybrid people slash animals, half humans, half animals. And they're being hunted then by the humans. This is like a 95% approval rate on Rotten Tomatoes. It is getting really good reviews. I read an article about it yesterday.
Do you
and
have
I'm intrigued.
To be consuming edibles to enjoy it?
I don't know. I don't know anyone who's seen
doesn't
it.
Doesn't hurt.
I don't know if you guys heard good things about it. It's the nickname of what I used to call Michael Sweetney when he played for the Bulls. I used to call him Sweet Tooth, but this is completely different. It's the movie
Sweet
Tooth.
Did you have nicknames for in...
Go ahead. It's being described as Mad Max meets Bambi.
Yeah. It's supposed to be a good, like, you feel for the character mm-hmm. in this, one of these hybrid characters. So it's called Sweet Tooth. It's on Netflix. Give it a shot. I'm going to, and I'll tell you if it's
finish
good next
Peaky
week.
Finish Peaky Blinders.
I am. I'm going to. I'm starting season three this weekend.
Okay.
My turn. Programming note, we will hear from Anthony Rizzo coming up in 3 short minutes. He was just asked a bunch of questions by the
grilled.
Media. About saying he has not been vaccinated yet, and then we will talk to Jesse Rogers
at 5:15. Interesting.
Quick
good
programming note. I love musicals. My wife loves musicals. We're gonna watch In the Heights on HBO Max. I like musicals, and you know what? I might go to a theater.
What's
and see
it about?
It's a musical that Lin-Manuel Miranda was in.
The star
it's about
of Hamilton?
New York. Yeah, it's about like New York and stuff like that. So it's just I like musicals.
Good.
So I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah.
It looks good.
What do you got, Black?
Guys, because of time constraints, I'm looking forward to Anthony Rizzo and his media availability that we will hear coming up in 2 minutes.
And Cubs Cardinals over the weekend. All right, so Anthony Rizzo met the media. We'll set the table. What did he tell Cap'n Jay Hood? You'll hear that. And then he homered, big day, fans back him. Then he was asked in the media availability about it. You'll hear it in 2 short minutes.